Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Carolyn Goulet, who is a forester with South Nation Conservation. And South Nation Conservation has recently announced that they're going to be offering some assistance for people needing help from the derecho last year, last May. Hi, Carolyn. Thanks very much for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for inviting me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So tell us what this new program is that South Nation has put out.
So the program is essentially to assist landowners that were affected by the windstorm last year on May 21st, 2022. And it's a program of two parts. So the first part is a retroactive part in regards to any landowners within the United Counties of Prescott Russell that had expenses in regards to restoring the forest when it comes to either hiring a professional forester or other type of consultant on the field to assist them and advising them on what to do, or if they hired a contractor to help them clear out the property and damaged areas. Those would be the type of eligible expenses that could be retroactively refunded. And the second part is really focused on reforesting some of the damaged areas. For the reforestation aspect, it really focuses not only on the Prescott Russell County, but in the city of Ottawa as well. There's a lot of properties that were affected too. So it covers that whole area. There's a map available where it shows the path of the storm. And so anybody that would be located within that path would be eligible for the reforestation program.
So that would include, so I know the people, there were people around Navan and Sarsfield, which is legally part of the city of Ottawa,
yes.
But they weren't able to get provincial funding because they were in the city. So they would be able to apply for this funding as well?
Exactly.
Okay.
So for the reforestation portion, mm-hmm. they would be able to apply for that. But note that the minimum of trees per project for this would be a minimum of 1,000 trees. So it wouldn't be applicable to small residential properties. It's more focused on those larger forested properties.
Okay, yes, because I know, well, some of the farmers did have some terrific damage in their woodlots. So that would,
yes.
That would be really helpful for them. I know I talked to one farmer near Navan who was just devastated by the loss of his sugar bush. I mean, he had these huge old maples that were, you know, probably 150 years old and 100 years old anyway, and they had, most of them had blown down like with their roots right out of the ground, so they couldn't even, you know, they can't even regenerate from the roots.
Exactly. You know, a lot of producers did contact us in regards to inquiries of what to do, where to start, and those landowners within the city of Ottawa would all be eligible. Not residential, but woodlot owners, they can contact us and we'll be more than happy to assist.
Okay, so if someone wants to take advantage of this program, what should they do?
So on our website, the South Nation Conservation website, we have a new page in regards to that derecho recovery program. And on that page, there's two forms, one that explains the guidelines of the program, so any eligibility criteria, the next steps that they need to take is all on there. And the application form is there as well. So every landowner that would be interested need to fill out that application form. And the page is available in both French and English, and so all the documents too. They can, once it's completed, they send in the application form to us, to South Nation. We process every single application. We contact by email and phone every single landowner that apply. And then we will schedule a site visit to all eligible landowners.
Okay.
And then once the site visit is done, we can discuss further steps with each landowner.
Okay, so that doesn't sound too hard. And I just want to get the website. It's nation.on.ca.
Yes, exactly. It's pretty easy. Just on Google, if you type South Nation Derecho Recovery Program, you can find it quite easily too.
Okay. Well, we don't have a lot of time left. Is there anything you want to add before we sign off?
For the reforestation program, it is not a free program. It is a cost recovery program. So landowners should expect a fee to pay. At this moment, the cost would be $1.05 per conifer and $1.58 per hardwood. So the total cost will depend on how many trees and the density of planting for each site.
So there is a cost associated with this for the landowners, but it doesn't sound like it's exorbitant.
No, exactly. And the advantage of this new program is that all the site preparation, recovery, or restoration work would be included as well in the program under that same amount. So there wouldn't be any extra cost or anything like it. That's all the cost that there would be.
Okay, so if somebody's paying like $1.53, I think you said, for a maple, per maple, mm-hmm. and they put 1,000 maples in, so then they'd be paying about $1,500, but that would include all the labor involved as well, right? Do I have that right?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah. Just a note, though, just in that regard, we really want to focus on diversity. So for any project, we wouldn't plant only one seed. We would definitely focus on diverse, native, and suitable species for each project.
Right. So if they have a woodlot with some oaks and elms and maples and
other native trees. Yeah, and exactly. Okay. Yeah, we really want to focus on biodiversity for this reforestation aspect.
Okay, well, thanks very much for coming on the show. I really appreciate you taking the time. This might be some good news for some people that have been experiencing a lot of bad news lately.
Yeah, exactly. And it's been such a long wait, but we're so grateful all landowners were so patient. And we're really, really happy to announce this program.
Yeah, I bet you are. Okay. Yes. I'm Candace Vitter. This is Local First. I've been speaking with Carolyn Goulet from the South Nation Conservation about some help for farmers or people with big woodlots who lost a lot of trees during last year's derecho storm. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Okay.